Houston standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Hello, Houston. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. It's Jeremy and Joe. Brian behind the glass. And it is a Monday edition of the program. August 17th, weekly edition of the program. Good weekend, everybody?
Yeah, very good weekend.
Very good weekend. Brian, yeah. Had a good weekend. Brian the Brain.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What'd you lead your show with today?
Astros and Hunter Brown walks too many batters.
Did you do good, bad, ugly?
No.
At 10?
No. We just talked about it and our frustrations, really.
Was
no real structure.
Where was Granato? Was Granato alive today? Was he
no,
here?
No, he's in LA.
LA. What was the cross with you and Lance like?
Just basically, hey, what's up?
Was he like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, kind of. It was very quick. It was very quick. He was rolling.
That's what she said.
He has a special chair that he rolls in and out. So I
for
saw
real?
Him. Yeah, I saw him special.
Yeah,
wheel his
that?
Special chair out, and that was pretty much it.
No, I've never been here at that time.
Yeah, he has because probably for his back or something.
So it's like a gamer chair. He probably does a lot of film on there too. Huh?
I think that's
where
yeah,
his
it,
office
it
chair.
It did kind of look like a gamer chair.
I've seen the chair in his office. I didn't know he wheeled it back and forth. That makes sense though. Yeah.
Yeah, if I was cool enough to have my own chair in this office, I might do it too.
I think it has more to do with being a Hall of Famer than it has to do with being cool.
That's the same thing.
Which, look, to be honest, he shouldn't have to wheel his chair back and forth. Brian should have done it.
Nah.
He's AJ a Hall of Famer.
Producer.
Show some respect.
AJ was his producer.
Someone should sell that to Dell. Like,
somebody
Dell,
should.
This is your new responsibility.
He's a Hall of Famer, for goodness sake.
But you have a new intern class coming.
Do you think that
well,
you
the
think,
intern should definitely wheel the chair back?
That, roll the chair.
Do you think that Drew Brees rolls his chair from point A to point B? Do you think Adam Vinatieri rolls his chair from point A to point B?
No.
That's right. Lance should not have to roll his chair from point A to point LZ. He shouldn't have to do that.
Mostly because we're concerned he's going to trip on it on the way to his destination.
Reason two. Sidebar reason. He shouldn't have to wheel the chair. I'm going to stand on that. I'll forever believe that. Also, we're watching La Liga Soccer. We're on three. We're on three bets today. We're on two matches. We're on Deportivo. I forgot who they're playing. They're playing Elche. we're on Deportivo to beat Elche. Probably Elche. We're on them to win money line plus 120. It is 1-0 at the half, which we're watching the match. La Liga, ESPN Plus is your home for La Liga soccer domestically. They do it's opening day. It's match one. They're doing some sort of halftime entertainment.
They
and
are.
It looked like a pregnant Shakira.
That's a nice way to put it. Yeah.
Her midriff was showing. Her brown baby was showing.
Hog,
no,
badass,
no, 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 no.
Butterball.
Oh, she wasn't that. Maybe Butterball. She wasn't the rest of those things, though. She was just pregnant, I think.
We don't know.
Pretty sure she
was
pregnant.
The way you said it made it seem like you
no.
don't think she was pregnant, but
no,
she
no,
was
no.
shaped
I
like
think
a
she's
pregnant.
Pregnant. No,
okay.
I think she's pregnant.
All right.
I think she's pregnant.
We're not. We just don't know who she is.
Good chance she's pregnant.
Yeah, I'd say the.
But it was like a poor lady Shakira. During the halftime show at Deportivo in La Corona, Spain.
Great value, Shakira.
Yes. Yes. Pobrecito Shakira is what that was.
Okay.
Pobrecito's poor.
Okay.
That was poor Shakira.
Barato.
That's what that was. But we're on that match. Please hold. And then we're also, do you know what today is, Joe? Today is match day number one in the English League Championship. Do you know why this carries significant? Because we're Team Wrexham.
Your team, Wrexham.
Why can't you root for Wrexham in the English League Championship? They're not even in the same league.
Because they will be eventually.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
That's the goal this year, is to get promotion.
I'm Holland only.
If they don't get promoted, bad performance over the weekend.
Man City all the way.
Who?
Man City.
But there was not a real match.
No, I know, but they didn't try it either, and they lost.
Who'd they lose to?
Arsenal.
What were they playing in?
I don't know. A friendly?
Was it a friendly?
I don't know what it was, but
you can't be a fan if you don't even know the matches.
It was 3-0. I got more information than I thought I was going to have.
Oh, that's crazy. So, anyways, we're on. I didn't want to be too much of a homer, so we didn't play Wrexham to win. We played Wrexham to draw, which Wrexham leads Midriff City 1-0 at the half.
Mm. Say Midriff City?
Yeah, it's Cardiff, but it looks. I saw the if at the end, and I just saw Midriff in front of my television screen, So that's so. Anyways, we're on Wrexham. Midriff City to draw at plus 250. We're also on the under there at minus 115. So those are our three sweats of the day with two European soccer matches.
All right.
One with my team in the English Championship League, Wrexham. And then we have one in La Liga, Deportivo, in Elche. in which I don't know why I'm sounding Italian, but I am. Also, by the way, I've taken on as a personal experiment.
Oh, yes.
A personal quest, let's call it, to say hi to people. To say hi to people, complete strangers, to see the response.
Okay.
In the time that I went into the parking lot and walked up here and then went to meditate and then meditation spot back up here, I said hello to four different people.
Okay.
All four said hello.
Okay.
All four, that's 80% right now.
All right. So, far, you're very right.
Four for five. We're going to keep track. And you can participate. You can say hi to people.
I'll think about it.
I think I have a better chance of getting hellos than you.
Why?
Mostly the mustache.
What's wrong with the mustache?
Some people are creeped out by porn stashes.
It's pretty thick right now.
Do you disagree?
I mean, Christian Walker's is fine.
Yours isn't as thick as Christian Walker's.
No, it's not.
I think there's a better chance of getting hello if you shave that thing.
Yeah, but...
I'm not suggesting you should.
I'm not getting rid of it.
I'm just saying you can skew the numbers here a little bit, I think.
Okay, then maybe I'll start... I'll make
mustache is with you for life? You making that commitment?
Happy wife, happy life.
That's all that matters. When she says it goes,
wife likes
it.
Okay. Yeah.
Wife likes it.
That's why I haven't shaved my head yet.
Happy wife, happy life.
She likes a bald slash not bald head.
She likes apparently. A little peach fuzz.
I guess so.
Good, bad, ugly from the Astros weekend, Joe. I thought we were going to sit here. After the game Friday, I was excited.
Yeah.
I went and found like highlight clips to play in the goods. Like, we're going to do a bunch of these, and we might do one. I went and found Mariners TV and Mariners radio, and they were so, so sad. But then the Astros screwed it up by losing the next two games. That's my lead bad, is that the Astros have an opportunity here to put the Mariners away from good, yet you let them win both of the final two games in the series, and a bunch of little Seattle Pierres are lingering around.
Yeah, they played pitiful this year versus Seattle. I know they have, what, two more games left, but
yeah,
it's been
final week of the season.
It's been all bad. I mean, even I think they've walked off all their wins against the Mariners this year, at least two of them. But, like, it's not been a good season. And this was a bad weekend of baseball after Friday night. Because I was with you. Like, Friday night, I was like, all right.
I was excited.
Christian Walker, the hero, sets it up for Wisniewski and everyone to be really good.
I thought they were going to drive the nail into Seattle's coffin.
And they were, what, on Friday night, they were a game back of the two seed?
Yeah.
Because the White Sox had lost?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, like they could be the two seed by Monday.
Yep.
None of that happened.
Saturday, Sunday was so lousy. I had a feeling it was going to happen, too, because, like, this team has a way. The moment you get too high on them, they have a way of deflating you.
Yeah.
The moment you get too low on them, they have a moment of, like, bringing your hope back up. Like, they live in this constant, like, they're like a kitty cat, right? Like, you want to go play with a kitty cat, it runs away from you. You don't want anything to do with a kitty cat, it runs towards you. You know what I mean? The Astros are the kitty cat of our lives.
It's almost like they're a barely above 500 team.
Yeah. But it's just so weird. Their ebbs and flows.
Though. Yeah, it is weird.
Like, their ebbs and, like, they are very average. But their ebbs and flows are like, okay, whenever you've lost all hope, here they come with some hope. It just, whenever you're ready to quit them, like, there's the hope. And then when you're ready to, like, you know, embrace them, they're like, nah, you shouldn't embrace us. Here's why.
Yeah, they sweep the Marlins. They beat the White Sox. They sweep the Angels. They sweep the Rangers, all going up until the Monday of the trade deadline. They haven't won a series since. Oh, no, they won one series.
Yeah, the Giants series.
Yeah, they're 3-4. Yeah. And they're serious since the trade deadline.
But they arguably could have lost that Giants series very easily.
And no, they could arguably could have won this series. And same with the Padres series. Like, there's close games in all of these series that very marginal losses. So it's not like they're getting blown out. But, like, 3 out of 4 losses in series coming out of the
Saturday
trade deadline
felt like a blowout.
It did.
Yeah.
And it got there.
Yeah.
Eventually
it
got there.
Yeah. Because Blanco sucks.
Yeah, Blanco does suck.
Yeah. He's no longer Houston Astro. But, I mean, there's another bat for you. Renell Blanco. He's going to go pitch in Sugarland now.
Yeah.
You mean one of the trade deadline acquisitions for Dana Brown?
Not great. Not a great acquisition.
No.
For the Houston Astros.
It wasn't my lead bad.
What was your lead bad?
Not being able to capitalize on the single that Altuve got. I mean, you get a gift.
You're talking about that chopper or that one that went right behind
Brian,
the pitcher?
Haven't you talked enough today? It's like, the little itty-bitty pop fly.
So you have bases loaded with two outs and Varsho strikes out. Like, you get a gift like that.
He had a laser down the right field line, too. Foul.
But, like, that should have been an out for Altuve.
Oh, no doubt. Well, I mean, off the bat, you shouldn't get many hits that way.
Yeah.
It was, like, in no man's land.
Yeah, but, like, it's still a gift. Like, it's a baseball, you know, BABIP gift, right? And you can't capitalize on it.
Was there a T on that? Did he put a T on that?
I don't think so.
Did he call it BABIT?
I thought he said BABIP.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian. At least someone has my back today already. But, like, just not be able to capitalize on that moment right there. It's just like, come on. Like, you get this. It shouldn't be a hit. It's very lucky.
I don't really count on two out hits, though.
No, I know, but
like
it's just,
I'm with you. Like, dang it!
It just feels like it's like gun. It feels like when that ball lands and everyone's safe, like that's a momentum changing play.
Yeah. I felt like Marshall was going to come through and have another Houston heroic moment. And I thought off the bat on that liner, it was like, oh, here it is.
Yeah,
oh,
but then poof, it's gone.
Doesn't it feel like every Altuve hit is a lucky hit at this point?
Yes. Yes. It's hard to watch.
The one that was.
I'm sure you've looked at his Baseball Savant page.
I haven't today.
I did this morning just because, watching this weekend, it felt like it's like everything Altuve hits, unless someone hangs him something, everything he hits is on the ground. Mm-hmm. So I went and looked at his Baseball Savant page, and it is ugly.
He's always had ugly Baseball Savants, though, even when he was good.
Like, the only thing that's in the great category in red is squared up percentage. Everything else is blue, blue, blue.
It's one of Yordan Alvarez's worst.
Squared up?
Yeah. Maybe there's too much weight putting squared up percentage.
Maybe so.
Maybe that's what we're learning. No, Jose Altuve's been – that's another bad. It's really frustrating, too, that he hits in one of the most important spots in the lineup. In a semi-regular basis.
Yeah. I mean,
it's pretty terrible. I wish he would hit seventh.
The problem is it doesn't feel like half the lineup should hit seventh.
I know.
Like, everyone should hit seventh or eighth or ninth in this lineup right now. That's the problem with it, because I have Varsho on my list.
All right. What do you want to say about Varsho?
It's more, again, it's more just, like, he wasn't great, obviously, this weekend, but still it's the place in the lineup. Like you're relying on him in two out of the three games in a valuable part of your lineup to come through, and he's not able to do so, and I don't get it. Now, the other guy wasn't particularly good either that we've talked about with Taylor Trammell, but
no,
still Varsho being in that spot in the lineup is just like, this sucks.
Yeah, they don't have a guy that you trust there. They don't have anybody that you could trust there. Altuve, no. I don't trust him there. Walker, no. Varsho, no. Trammell's no. Yiner, no. They have nobody there.
No. That's ultimately like the big picture problem is it feels like no matter who you put in that spot, you just don't have a guy.
No, because they have three hitters you can trust.
Like I've talked about in the past, whenever you're having a lackadaisical offense over a period of time, you know, maybe it's time to tinker. Maybe it's time to try new things. You know, Altuve feasts whenever he has protection, feast in that leadoff spot. I know it sounds controversial to lead off a guy like Jose Altuve because he's not good. But is an Altuve, Pena, Yordan, Isak in the best interest of the Astros?
It might be.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I'm just throwing it out there, looking for clicks, looking for engagement.
How's that going for you?
Pretty good.
Okay.
Last month was my
just
best month ever.
Just throw this crap out there to get clicks.
I think this new Twitter, they changed the rules on their influencers.
Yeah, you can't now just like steal people's content and post it and get paid for it.
That kicks in September.
Yeah.
I think that's going to benefit me.
It should because
I don't aggregate.
No, all those people just use other people's videos to get traction off of it.
Yeah.
So they're going to, I mean, they're still going to get traction.
Yeah.
They're just not going to make anything from it.
Right.
So
I think it's going to be good for me.
Actually. I think it will be too.
I think I'm going to have more in my pot, more in my coffers.
W. Branham.
I think it's good for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what most people know me as, as an influencer, as a content creator. Mm-hmm. People know me as such. I got a lot more bads.
Same.
All right, let's keep it going on the other side. Brian, I'm sure he's got bads, too. He'll interrupt us with his bads. 713-780-ESPN. We are sweating. Deportivo, what's going on in Spain and what's going off in Cardiff City? 713-780-ESPN, number to call, number to text. It's our HRP listener line. You can watch along, twitch.tv/ESPN975.
A fat guy in his underwear, living in his mother's basement.
I think they're gentlemen and scholars. YouTube, ESPN Houston, TikTok, ESPN975, Twitter, ESPN975, Joe's at George George Radio, Brian's at Sacramento BMAC. I still had you muted the other day. I didn't realize it. I realized it the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, I have BMAC muted.
You muted me. I knew you muted me back in the day because I was talking about
wrestling.
I don't
think I ever unmuted it.
Oh.
But I remember we talked about it on the air.
Yeah.
And I thought that I had unmuted you during that conversation. And apparently I didn't. I've had him muted for 7 years. And I didn't realize that until over the weekend. I was wondering why we were never engaging.
I've seen you like some of my responses to you. But I guess you could see that even if I'm muted.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just damn. Just like,
I just realized it the other day. I didn't realize. My bad. that's on me. But Brian's at Sack by BMAC, no longer muted, and I'm at Jeremy Branham. More of the bad, the ugly for the Astros. What a pitiful effort on Saturday and Sunday. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.
is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Put a little aloe vera in my smoothie today, aloe vera juice.
Okay.
But I don't know how it's going to work out today.
What's wrong with it?
We'll see. I don't know if it was still good.
Oh.
The born on date, or not, or the date that you had to drink it by, it said September.
Okay.
But it said that you needed to drink it between 30 to 45 days of opening, and I'm not sure when my wife bought it.
Okay.
It's been in the back of our fridge, and I didn't realize it until, like, yesterday. I've uncovered a lot of stuff over the weekend. So we'll see how it goes.
So you're a little nervous.
The first thing that I poured had, like, a little, like, lump in it.
That seems like a bad indicator, man.
But I poured that out and did another. So I don't know if it was in the juice or if it was, like, in the glass.
Okay.
We'll see. I put it in my smoothie and in my halftime
drink. So if Jeremy just leaves the show today, we know why.
Yeah. I mean, it feels okay, right? It doesn't feel great. Maybe like 70%.
Okay.
But it doesn't feel terrible. 713-780-ESPN. Good, bad, ugly. Astros weekend. Let's go out to the HR&P listener line. Our guy, Rackham Pete. He's joining us. Rackham Pete, you're with Jeremy and Joe. Hope you had a great weekend. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I kind of had a great weekend until I went to the game last night and took my son before he goes back to school. Yeah, hey, great send-off, right? Astros, my gosh. I could talk all day about the downside of the lineup and, you know, the ups and downs, but I'm going to go straight to my main men, the natural disasters, Varsho and Walker. All the heroics from Friday night aside, my goodness gracious, the minute they walk up to the plate, the air just releases out of the stadium because everybody knows what's about to happen. It's just unbelievable to see these two try to even get a hit. I mean, my gosh. If the ball were the size of a volleyball, they would have swung and missed at all of them. It's just unreal. But this team gives me the vibe of those NFC South teams that finish 7-9 and make the playoffs. Could we see an AL West team going to the playoffs with a losing record? I say it's quite possible. Thanks to the Astros and giving the hope to the Rangers and Mariners fans around that, hey, we still have a shot. Anyway, guys, you have a great Monday.
You too, Rackham Pete. That was good. Rackham Pete. Cash or trash?
Cash.
Winner of the AL West under 500.
I think it's possible. I'm not going to say it's going to happen. But
okay, so we trash it.
Yeah, I'll trash it. But it's in play.
If you're putting odds on it, you're handicapping it. The winner of the American League West to have a sub 500 record.
I would go plus 280.
See, I was going to put it more like plus 380. I was going to say 400, actually. I brought it down because you said 280, and I was wondering if it was too high. I still have it at plus 400 because it feels like somebody has to get hot to win. Now, the Rangers are three games under. The Mariners are seven games under, and the Astros are just one game over. So
you look at
maybe the odds are too high for me at plus 400.
Do you ever look at midseason, the Pecota projections?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so right now, the Astros are projected on this website 82-80.
To win the division.
To win the division, 82-80.
Yeah, see, I said plus 400, but if I were a bookie, would I put $400 on the line to win 100? I would not. I might, now that I think of like the most I would put up, maybe like 250. I would put up $250 to somebody's $100. In fact, we can bet it if you want. If somebody wants to put in a little bit of escrow, I would put 250 up for to win 100, but I wouldn't go greater than that.
Yeah, it's...
Which, I mean, that's not an identical, like, handicap, bookkeeper, you know, Vegas thing to do. But the most I would put up is 250 to win 100. I wouldn't go 400. What's the most you'd put up?
I think, like, 280. Okay. Like, it's just... There's no faith that it... Like, and I'm looking at... Like, I just pulled up some of the odds here, and I'm surprised by them. Right now, it still is the Astros, minus 165 to win the West.
I feel like that's right fair.
The
Rangers are terrible, and they've lost two starting pitchers.
Yeah,
Eovaldi and DeGrom. Who knows how long they're going to be out?
No, you're right. Right now it's Astros minus 165, Mariners plus 330, Rangers plus 370.
So the Mariners have better odds than the Rangers, and they're two games behind the Rangers.
That's got to be a reflection of tiebreaker going their way, and then the injuries now.
The injuries,
Rangers.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's good. I like the nickname of Varsho and Walker, too. Grade the nickname, 713-780-3776. Are we going to make Fetch happen with this? The Natural Disasters. Christian Walker and Dalton Varsho, the Natural Disasters. That's not bad.
I'm fine with it.
That's pretty good.
I support it. I think it's a good nickname for that you don't want to be given out, but we got to give it out. Because
the nice thing about it is if they get hot and actually start producing, then it still works.
Oh, that's true.
That is, it would still work.
Yeah, like if they're
it works
the
either way.
If they're the reason why the Astros get out of the wild card round, thanks to the Natural Disasters of Walker and Varsho.
I like the name Natural Disasters. Right. You know who the Natural Disasters were? I know Brian does.
Yeah, it was the earthquake and typhoon.
Typhoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the Shockmaster? Right.
Yeah, I believe so. In WCW.
Yeah, Typhoon was also Tugboat in WWE.
That sounds right. Typhoon yeah, I know they had boat. Different
but,
character
But as
names.
The Natural Disaster, it was Earthquake.
I think
Typhoon.
One of them also put on the mask as a part of the oddities for
yeah,
Al Snow.
That was Earthquake.
That was Earthquake? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was part of the oddities. That's right. He went to WCW.
Yeah, I don't know any of that.
You remember Natural Disasters?
No.
I used to have a friend that I called
Well, it was a tag team in the 80s, so.
That's true. It's before 92. Yeah,
you, don't remember, you don't remember the Shockmaster?
No, I don't.
Did you see that
WCW debut, he walks through the through the door and he trips?
No, he busts through the wall, but they didn't take out the beam, so he trips over the beam and his helmet falls
they
off.
They were like they were going to make him like this huge like villain, like main eventer type. And he was going to be the Shockmaster. And whenever he busted through the wall, he tripped on the beam. And it's like, well, there goes every
because he was wearing like
event.
A glittery Darth Vader mask or Stormtrooper mask.
Oh, okay. I've seen that. Yes. Okay.
That was the Shockmaster. That was Tugboat.
Okay.
Yeah. That was Typhoon and the Natural Disasters. Varsho and Christian Walker, the Natural Disasters.
Which one's the Shockmaster? Varsho or
probably
Walker.
Walker. Probably Walker because at least he gave you a walk-off. On Friday.
Yeah.
He was, you know, he's...
He had a moment.
I don't know.
Speaking of Tugboat. Yeah. Have you seen this kid? The Giants are bringing up?
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. Nicknamed Tugboat.
Yeah. Matt Tugboat Wilson.
I hope he's fat, right?
He's fat.
He's pretty big.
Okay, good. Okay.
He's fat.
He can't be
he's
as skinny.
He's big boned.
Yeah, he can't
he's
be as
skinny. He's 270 pounds. And okay. You can see his gut over his belt.
Good.
He's got a ponson.
Yeah.
Good.
Big boy.
You can't have a skinny guy nicknamed Tugboat.
All right. What a badge you got?
Hayden Wesneski.
Yeah, I kind of saw this coming. His peripherals haven't been fantastic.
Yeah.
The Astros might have two starters.
It feels very...
maybe one and a half.
Arrighetti-ish. Where some of the results are good, but the peripherals are not there. That follows the results.
Yeah.
So I put Wisniewski in my bad.
Worst outing he's had.
Yeah. I mean, and Hunter Brown?
And to make it worse with Wisniewski, you followed it up with Ronel Blanco, and you piggyback crap. It's what they did.
Yeah, they literally made it as bad as possible.
Yeah. Hunter Brown's fine. Do you see that they only swung at 30 of Hunter Brown's 90 pitches?
Yeah, it's interesting because he mentioned that after his last start before this one about his swing and miss not being there. It's just, they got a book on him?
Well, he said.
Or his stuff's just not as good this year.
He said in his postgame, it was his command. He said, why would they swing if I can't throw strikes?
Yeah.
Great point.
Well, I think he literally went through a stretch where 12 or 13 pitches were balls.
Brutal.
That's bad.
The fourth inning?
He walked 5-5. Somehow he only gave up two runs in this outing, which I think was kind of miraculous.
Well, that's why it's like, if you just box score watch, like you'd probably go, it's all right. But watching the game, it's like, it's just not good. He's not anywhere near to what Hunter Brown's standards should be.
But it's also one of those things where like, man, if he gets his command, he's going to be dominant. So it's like you see that it's still there.
Yes.
It's just a matter of throwing strikes. And right now he can't throw his fastball for a strike. And like, why would you swing at anything? So that's pretty brutal. Jordan in left field has to be on here.
Mm-hmm.
That ball that he's I don't know if we could call that a ball that like he dropped because his glove hit the wall on the way up, which, you know, repositioned his glove and then the ball bounces off the glove. But he is a disaster.
Yeah, you could just
in left field.
It was all. It was
You're scary. A disaster.
Not bad.
It just you could tell he's just.
And here's the thing: like I've been pro Jordan in left field, not all the time, part time at home, to get a bat in the lineup. You were playing Jordan in left field yesterday to get Jose Altuve in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's where I draw the line. Like if anybody, I'm okay with playing Jordan Alvarez in left field whenever you're trying to get a bat in the lineup. I'm not okay with Jordan Alvarez playing left field so you can DH Jose Altuve. I'm sorry. Love you, Jose. You're the greatest Astro ever, but your bat's not good enough for Jordan Alvarez to play left.
I also would like there to be – I feel like if he's going to play left, like the beginning of the season when there was a surplus, it felt like there was some consistency early on in the season. Like his starts came in bunches early on in the season. If he's going to be out there, I think I'd rather be out there a little bit more, frankly, just so he can just have the familiarity. Like, if you're going to do it, like...
No, I disagree with you. Like, it's one thing if you had the infield surplus and you're trying to get Isak Paredes into the lineup and he's your third best hitter.
Yeah.
It's one thing if you traded for Luis Arraez and you have to figure out a way to get the bat in the lineup. But whenever the gain, offensively, is DHing Jose Altuve, it's not worth it.
No, I agree. I totally agree. It's just like, if he's going to be out there once every month and a half, it doesn't make it any better.
I think it limits the exposure.
It probably does, but that's just how bad the lineup is right now.
Right, and which, is my point, though. Like, yeah. if the bat that you're DHing isn't worth Yordan playing in left field, then there's no sense of doing it ever. Mm-hmm. Whenever I'm pro Yordan playing left field, it's so I can get a bat in the lineup. That's not – Jose Altuve DH is not a good enough bat.
No, it's not.
Just give him the day off. Well, we needed Jose to be off his feet. Cool. I agree with that. Just don't play him.
Yeah.
I mean, Jose Altuve versus righties or Taylor Trammell versus righties?
Yeah, I would Taylor Trammell.
Okay. He wasn't in the lineup yesterday.
No.
Lamont Wade versus righties or Jose Altuve versus righties?
Lamont Wade.
Okay. He was in the lineup yesterday in favor of Cam Smith. Cam Smith versus righties, Jose Altuve versus righties?
Personally, Cam Smith.
So then what is the point of DHing Jose Altuve? That's the loss. The loss isn't Yordan playing left, because Yordan needs to play left sometimes to get a bat in the lineup. The problem with this team is you don't have a bat in the lineup.
No.
Maybe
right,
when
no.
Correa comes back, if Correa comes
back. He's running.
He is running pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
There's also a new Correa gallery furniture. For some reason, Mattress Mack, who is kneeling by Carlos Correa shoeless on the recliner, is also shoeless.
Yes.
Mattress Mack, for some reason, doesn't have shoes on in this commercial.
It's a no-shoe household, apparently. I know they're in a store.
They're in a warehouse.
I know, but like.
Do you think they tell all their customers when they come to take your shoes off at the door?
Just be comfortable, man. Maybe it's not a no shirt, no shoes, no service place. If you want to get no shoes, you get no shoes.
It cracks me up.
I don't really get it.
So funny.
The only other one I had was I put Trammell. 6 strikeouts.
Yeah, he didn't have a good day.
Bad weekend.
Bad weekend. Kyle Raleigh, his homer yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a homer in one of 30 ballparks. You see the expected batting average on this bad boy?
It was under 100, wasn't it?
030.
Oh, my gosh.
030.
Is there any more Crawford average. Box home run than what that was?
I don't think. No. It literally hit the top of the wall, right? And then bounced straight up and over? That was bizarre.
That's as Crawford box as it gets.
That might be the most Crawford box
ever
of all time.
Yeah.
I guess the only thing that would make it more Crawford boxy-er would be if it was further down the line.
Yeah.
Because it would be a little bit short. Sure. But, good luck making that happen.
But, how many times has it hit that wall? Probably ever.
That's the first time I've seen it.
I don't have any recollection of it.
Maybe I've seen a line drive skip over it.
But not, a lot.
But not a pop-up that landed directly on it and then went straight up in the air.
I mean, Yordan thought he had it.
Yeah.
I thought he had it.
Yeah.
And then the guy who hit in front
although,
of
him. Although, to be fair, if it had fallen short of the wall, he might not have caught it anyway.
No, probably not.
Fair.
But, that was.
That is very fair. Yeah, do you have any other badge, Brian?
Yeah. To stay on brand, I'll point out Friday Altuve challenging in the second inning with nobody on. Because that's my brand now, so I got to point that out. Christian Vasquez getting picked off of second base.
Oh, good call. I forgot about that.
That one was.
Great call. Ugh. Taylor Trammell also got thrown out when they're down by 3 runs. Was it the 7th or the 8th inning?
7th inning.
That was awful.
Yeah.
That should never happen. And also, I have a rule. If you're fat and slow, you should never be backpicked. I am dead serious.
I'm with you.
If you're fat and slow, you should never be backpicked in your entire life. Where are you going? Where are you going, big fella?
You're not stealing.
You're not, even if you, I understand, I need a big secondary lead because I need to score on a base hit.
Yeah, but.
Good luck!
You're not scoring on that base hit.
That should never happen. It's more acceptable to be backpicked if you're athletic and fast.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't like seeing it, but it's slightly more acceptable. And look, I can relate. If anybody knows slow and fat, it's me. You can't be slow and fat and get backpicked. Ever. Ever. You can't get thrown out at third base down by 3 in the later innings. That was terrible base running. I forgot all about it, and I'm mad that you brought it back up. How does that happen? Yes, please do. How do you get thrown out down by 3? How are you fat and slow and get backpicked?
Great question.
Ah.
Hello, friends.
I didn't even know I had that in me. Might be the aloe vera
juice. That triggered you.
Makes me angry.
I mean, it's...
I just, there's little things in baseball that cannot happen, happened. Like, I can live getting beat by Brian Wu. Brian Wu can beat me. I like Brian Wu. That guy's nasty. I can tip my cap at Brian Wu.
Six roadie or A, though.
I know, but he dominates the Astros.
Yeah.
I can live with Brian Wu owning me. I can't live with fat, slow guys being backpicked and trailing by three, getting thrown out at third base.
Didn't happen.
I need some azaleas in my life.
Is it worse? Which one was the... What about the Naylor one? Is that one worse than what the Astros did? Was it Naylor?
No, he's trying to steal.
Yeah,
that was also bad.
That was
I don't remember the exact score in that moment.
Well, Cal Raleigh was at bat and homered.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't need it, but it cost them
a lot. Oh, that was yesterday anyways.
Yeah.
I think they were... So Cal Raleigh put them ahead further, right? It added more runs?
It was 2... I think it was 2-1. The homer made it 3-1.
Yes. Yeah. I mean... That's not as egregious. But it's also the second out. You're trying to get to third. Yeah, well, I mean, it might change the sequence.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I know he's probably a little faster for a big guy, but kind of.
He steals a lot of bags.
He's actually not fast.
He stole second.
Yeah.
He's not fast. He just gets great jumps.
He gets great
jumps.
He's kind
of like Bagwell.
It's crazy.
Going for third in that situation?
Well, it's not a bad spot to go for third. I mean, the adages don't make the first and third out at third. The second out's not as bad because what he's trying to do is he's trying to get to third base for a sacrifice fly.
Yeah, which it nearly was.
It's not a terrible time to do it.
It was also, honestly, whenever it would have been in any other ballpark. Exactly. It would have been a sack fly.
Especially when you're up by run. You're trying to extend the lead. I don't think it was a bad scenario to get thrown out at third.
And to be fair, he was out by inches.
He was.
It wasn't like he got thrown out by a mile.
No, he didn't get thrown out by a mile. All right, good, bad, ugly. The junkies have a bunch. We'll play, I guess, a couple of goods. I have two goods. I got two goods.
I have...
You have more than two goods? How could you have more than two goods?
I have three.
How could you have more than three goods?
I have five.
Oh, my goodness.
Five.
We celebrate loser culture on this show, around this program. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Good, bad, ugly. Junkies have thoughts. Somehow, Joe has five. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 975.
Used vehicle leasing. Most people don't realize you can lease used vehicles. At D&M Leasing, they offer the ultimate used car leasing program, the Easy Lease. You can drive a high-quality, pre-owned vehicle with a much lower monthly payment than traditional financing with a used car Easy Lease at D&M. Everyone knows new vehicles take a huge depreciation hit right as they leave the lot, so let someone else take that initial hit for you, and you save big. Enjoy flexibility, lower costs, and upgrading to something newer every few years. Your dedicated D&M agent handles all the details, paperwork, and even home delivery. Discover a better way to drive. Used car leasing at D&M Leasing. Call D&M Leasing today at 713-290-1000 or visit them online at dmautoleasing.com. That's 713-290-1000 or online at dmautoleasing.com. And tell them Joe George from ESPN 97.5 sent you by.
Jeremy and Joe.
Brian knows darn well what time we're on the air.
Hey, well,
why is he texting us during our radio show when he's off? His superpower is that he can interrupt us even when he's not here. It is amazing.
Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's Jeremy and Joe.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Deportivo gave up the lead. 1-1 now, the 79th minute. We're on Deportivo money line. Wrexham still leads 1-0. I didn't want to be a homer. I bet the draw there. We need a goal. A junkie, why don't you roll it, Jeffrey Brand? I'm talking about Lance's chair. I would if I were here. Dell would laugh in your face if you told him he has to bring Lance's chair to and from the studio, Eric the Buyer. He should have some respect for his elders. Junkie says it was the English FA
Junkie.
Community Shield. Arsenal and Manchester City.
Yep.
Last year's champion versus the winner of the FA Cup. Joe, you're some fan you are. Some fan you are.
Look, we're still getting in the groove.
Ocho says it's foolish to expect any level of consistency from this average Astros team, so just support them with a cautious heart. That's probably the best way to do it, if we're being honest. Joe tried to hide the fact that Man City lost by saying it's a friendly, even though they played for the Community Shield Trophy. It's a big deal.
Apparently it is.
Community Shield's a big deal.
I should be upset. So should Brian.
Junkie Altuve needs to retire. He ain't leaving that money on the table. Do you make people take off their shoes in your house?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah.
We don't.
I do.
So when they walk in with their shoes and they get like three steps in, you're like, oh, take them off.
I don't make a big deal about it. But actually, you know what I've done now is I just kind of like make sure that to make it obvious I'm taking off my shoes, and most people just kind of follow suit.
So when you answer the door, you have shoes, and then whenever you let them in, you take your shoes off?
I don't have shoes on. I guess I'm talking about like if they're coming back. Like if we're out somewhere and we're coming back, yeah, that would be the case. But
no, we don't do that. You do that?
Yeah, I mean, I also feel like most people just ask. Should I take my shoes off? I feel like that's something you just kind of do, isn't it?
I don't know. I never ask.
I do.
I never ask if they have hard floors. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like if they have wooden floors or like tile, I usually don't ask.
Yeah, but you don't know whether it's carpet.
Well, I would ask at that point.
Okay.
The carpet is my line of demarcation.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to be upset with that.
Junkie, I think that might be filmed in Correa's house. Is it the oddest commercial ever? Carl and his two young men? What? Oddest, no. It's not the oddest one ever. I don't know if that's his house.
No, I think it's just the warehouse.
I think it's their warehouse.
Yeah, there's like furniture everywhere.
It didn't look like a house.
It didn't look like a house. Yeah. I think it's gallery furniture. Junkie making people take off their shoes in Junkie? Your house is virtue signaling. Get over yourself. Okay. This is where I'll defend these guys. It's your house.
Yes.
if we don't do it, but do I care that they do it? No. And if they were to ask me, I would take it off. Them off. Everything off. It's not virtue signaling.
I don't think like this is
that's a reach.
That's an extreme text in response to me asking you to take your shoes off of my house.
Virtue signaler. Please check your shoes at the door. Most people's feet are icky and stink. That's true.
That's a good counter.
It's a real good counter. So like Tyler White can't get back picked. Yeah, he would fit this Christian Vasquez rule. You can't be fat, you can't be slow and get back picked. Back picked. All right, what was your good? These five goods that you have.
Okay, so Christian Walker.
Yeah, the walk-off was nice.
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's hear the Christian Walker walk. Kevin Eschenfelder, go Cougs on the
great
call.
Great call.
Let's go! Never to left! The ball is out of here! Game winner, Christian Walker walks it off! And the Astros, after giving up the lead, get it back in dramatic fashion and get the walk-off win.
This is an example of momentum being overrated in baseball. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, they're going to bury the Mariners now and then lose two in a row in humiliating fashion. All right, so Walker Homer, check. That's a good.
Isaac Paredes?
Okay, give me more.
He had, what, 6 hits, 7 RBIs, I think it was?
Okay, that
over
works.
Over the weekend?
That tracks. That's place. That's a good one. Grant you that.
Josh Hader?
Okay.
2 good innings over the weekend?
First one was a little. I mean, last night he gave what? Was the last night they gave up the double? And then,
yes.
Then got everyone else out?
There was also a D-fly out to Varsho.
Yeah. It was a little. It wasn't classic.
He got hit a bit.
Yeah.
He got hit a bit, but scoreless.
It wasn't his best, but he was still scoreless.
I'm sure it falls into the kind of participation good bar because of how bad the rest of the weekend was a little bit. Maybe similar to that. I did put Yord on.
I had Yord on mine.
On my list.
He was messing with that hand again, though.
He was.
Yeah, right after the play at the wall.
I think that was his way of like, hey, this is why I dropped it. My hand hurts.
Might have been.
And then, you know, they didn't have a ton of opportunities yesterday, but they did go 9-for-17 with runners in scoring position over the weekend.
Okay.
So that's 5.
All right. Do you have any different ones?
On Paredes, I specifically put in that 2-run infield single he had. I guess you give the credit there to Pena for scoring from second on an infield single. I believe that was Friday, if memory serves me correct. But I thought that was
pretty hilarious.
Yeah,
it's like good base running.
Like how often do you see a 2-run infield single? So that was cool. Obviously, I had the Walker thing, and then my third one, just because of the rarity of it. Cam had a triple on Friday, which okay, triples are already kind of rare, but it was a triple into the left field corner.
Yeah, it was weird.
Which is really weird for that ballpark.
Well, you see it sometimes at the Dyke because left fielders like to play away from the nook.
Right.
Like, they'll give up the left field, like, entirely, and they'll play on whatever it jets out to the bullpen because they're like, well, if it goes over my head, it's a double anyways or out of the park.
Yeah.
So, like, they'll just vacate left field. Like, you'll see the cut from the very right of the Crawford boxes. There'll be a lot of times nobody playing there.
Yeah.
They just play the gap. Because, like, well, if you hit it over my head, it's a home run. Why should I play there? So, but this is the rare occurrence of, like, well, that's why.
Yeah.
Because Cam's kind of fast, and he'll get to third.
He's fast.
That far away. He's super fast.
It's
super fast.
Level out a little bit, but.
What do you mean?
Just, like, be a little more consistent still.
With the bat? Of course. Yeah.
It's still, I think, largely positive.
Were either of you annoyed that he wasn't in the lineup last night?
Yeah. I think he should just play every day.
I think that they're trying to baby him. which I understand. That's why his spot in the lineup is where it is. They don't want like the high leverage situations. And I think they try to avoid playing him against very hard righties, very difficult righties to hit. So, like, if you see a righty who's just dominant against righties, they're trying to sit him right now, I think, for his confidence.
I understand that reasoning, especially in the sport of baseball, where it feels like one bad week of confidence can ruin an entire season, especially for a guy like Cam Smith, where it's been so up and then so down at times this year. But when you talk about fielding the best lineup out there, I think your best chance to be good and to go on a run again this season and to establish yourself as the clear winners of this division, I think Cam Smith is in right field.
I would just bat him ninth those games. Like, I agree with y'all. Like, I understand their rationale, so it doesn't surprise me. But do I agree with you? Also, yes. So, like, what's the compromise here? Like, what's the happy medium? I think the happy medium is just play him against those tough righties and just bat him ninth.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, you're not expecting anything from the nine hole anyways. And then if he does run into one, well, he's got the chance of changing a game. Mm-hmm. He does have the tendency of doing that from time to time when he has his big games. And he's giving you elite defense and right. Plus, you don't have to pinch run up for Yordan Alvarez late in the game that leads to arguments between a morning show and Chandler Rome.
I saw that.
I hated that.
What part?
Him getting pinch run for.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Did you see Chandler Rome mansplain baseball to Sean Pendergast?
No, I didn't see the argument.
He did.
Chandler Rome, which for some reason he thinks it's his job to mansplain baseball to people because his baseball opinion is so great. Untenable infield. How will the Astros ever handle this? John Singleton's going to take at-bats away from Yiner Diaz. I mean, how can I go on and on? He was mansplaining it to him because Sean was not happy with it either, which I'm not happy with either. Like, is it minimal? Yes. Does it matter much? No. Is it going to matter? Did it matter yesterday? No. Yordan didn't come up.
It's close.
That was Chandler's big point.
Sean tweeted it was like blah 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 blah, and Chandler was like, "When did Yordan's spot come up in the game?" And Pendergast was like, "Well, when did Cam Smith score?"
Yeah,
especially didn't like it since it was on first base. Like, it'd be one thing if he was in scoring position, and it's the difference of being able to make it home on a short, fly to the outfield or a single up the middle, something like that. But he's on first base.
Yeah,
I didn't like it.
I don't like it either, and because it didn't pan out in the way of Yordan's spot in the lineup coming up that time, it doesn't mean it wouldn't next time.
That was my argument too.
It's like it's a philosophical. Well,
he could have came up in the ninth if they would extend the inning.
It's like
two batters away.
Yeah,
I kind of view that as like almost like,
and
you hit on 16 or not.
Yeah,
like when you play blackjack, like you either hit on 16 or you don't. Like that's you should never change. You either do it or you don't. So if Joe's going to do that again. Well, then the next time, Yordan might come up to the plate, mm-hmm. and eventually he will. But will Joe Espada be consistent with that? I think the answer to that's also no.
Brian, maybe not.
I think I feel like he picks and chooses when he does things.
He pinch runs a lot. He pinch runs a lot, but maybe not.
And maybe it's only a situation when Cam Smith specifically is available off the bench.
It might have been.
Because of his speed, in that situation, he would do it, but like, I don't know.
The mansplaining, and Sean was upset about it. He, if next manager fire him if he says he would do this. Rome, when did Alvarez's spot come up again? Sean, I hate that strategy. And then this counterpoint from Rome was apples to oranges to me. Would you feel the same way if they had taken a lead into the ninth inning and they pulled him for defense? Because that would have 100% happened, and it's part of why they ran for him. There's risk in all of this, and you accept that. I don't think you have to accept that. That's not remotely close to the same thing. The Astros are chasing a run versus trying to hold a run.
Yeah.
That's night and day. Like that's apples and like papaya. That's
not even close.
Yeah, that was a weird response. Like, you have the lead versus you're trailing in the game, and you're selecting and choosing to take your best hitter, and maybe the best hitter on the planet, out of the game when you're losing the game. Mm-hmm. And I didn't chime in, but I did subtweet. I did subtweet. Oh. I'm a huge subtweeter.
That tracks.
Which, your point is one point that I brought up. Like, a lot of managers, which, by the way, Blum, like, they had the double color commentator mm-hmm. in the booth with Benetti. Both of them said they didn't like the move.
Yeah.
So, I bet you if Rome knew that Blum didn't like it, he wouldn't have had this stance, because he's like in love with Jeff Blum. Loves him. But anyways, that was my point too. A lot of managers in baseball, they won't pinch run until the guy gets to second. And then, like, the whole argument is, well, if he hits a double with a runner at first, then that's a chance to score the run. What do defensive teams do, or what does the opposition do whenever you have a one-run lead in the eighth with a runner at first? What do you do with the outfield? You play the outfield deep. Mm-hmm. You play the outfield deep where it's almost impossible to get a ball into the gap or towards the wall. So, like, I agree with you. If there's a time to do it, I think it's if he gets to second base. Now he can score on a hit. Runner at first base, they're going to play the outfield back. Cam Smith's not scoring from first base anyways on a ball that would have normally been a double or a gapper because they're not going to allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Corners are going to be guarding the line. Outfield's going to play deep pretty much on the track. I wouldn't have pinch ran in that spot. I agree with Jeff Blum.
Just wait till he gets the second.
I agree with Jeff Blum, not a dweeb that sits in the press box.
I thought we were on a better path.
I didn't like the mansplaining part.
Yeah.
It's not your. Yeah. If you would have tweeted it, whatever.
Yeah.
Your opinion. But to get in somebody else's comments to try to mansplain baseball when you've had terrible baseball takes annoyed me.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Did he reply to him or did he quote to it?
He replied him, which okay. I respect that a little bit
that's
more.
That's a little bit better.
But I still don't like that.
I know. It's just a tiny bit better than quote tweeting it, but
did
it's
you
still
see
bad.
The last response?
Yeah, where they can't say that. Were they like shook hands?
Yeah, Chandler said, "Thank you. Don't overcook the burgers on Tuesday after you tell Cal how to turn on the grill." I don't think Sean realizes like that was like a big time dig about
that
like,
was a huge dig. Texas.
Oh, he didn't get it. Yeah. No, Sean didn't get that.
I love Sean, but like he didn't get that.
I think Sean felt like he was being sincere.
Yeah.
I think Sean thought that Rome's response there was like their virtual handshake.
Because that's like Rome's like go-to about Texans conversation is to talk about burgers being grilled. That's like his like number one bullet in the chamber.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that whole conversation annoyed me. Let me mansplain baseball to you, Texans boy. For a guy whose baseball takes are pretty questionable. Good journalists. Good writer. Questionable baseball takes. But let me mansplain to you what's happening.
Maybe one day we'll get him on the show.
I'd love to have him on the show.
Break bread.
I mean, we could try in the offseason.
Break bread with that guy?
Why not?
I'm like Herman when it comes to that.
Say, is this a Tom Herman situation?
I don't need to eat lunch with people. I don't like spending time away from home. Why would I go have lunch with somebody?
We could have the food come to the station. You don't have to go anywhere.
And we're eating between breaks?
Sure.
I like to maximize my time.
I know you do. That's why you eat so fast.
I'm a stacker.
Yeah.
I usually eat in the drive-in. or when I get here. Yeah, I've been trying to do that more often. 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Junkie says it's virtue signaling because people's feet are dirtier than their shoes.
Disagree.
I don't know how it could be dirtier than their shoes.
Yeah.
See, the bottom of shoes like it is like, might be the dirtiest thing ever.
Like, people walk through a parking lot, there's gas stains, there's, you know, all sorts of things that you would walk through that I don't necessarily then want tracked through the house.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to leave stains on your carpet or anything.
No, it's not
but
that.
But it germs
just,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like, how do I know, like, you know, you didn't cut through the grass when you're walking into the house?
What's so wrong with your grass?
Well, my grass is fine, but, like, you can have, like, but there's mulch and things like that, and, you know, it could
the
be
mulch
dog.
Wouldn't be what I'd be worried no. about.
There could be dog turds.
Yeah, that's...
Like, I don't have a dog right now, but like in the past, that'd be a concern.
Or stepping gum or something.
Yeah.
You would be concerned of a dog pooping in your front yard?
Well, not my dog.
And it'd not be, okay. All right.
Yeah. My old house, we had a problem with that.
Really?
The problem you had.
What was the problem I had? Oh, somebody pooped in my yard?
Yeah. A dog pooped in your, not someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't chase him down and yell at him, though.
No, that's more Dale.
Junkie says good Hulu show is Furious, the woman from Shameless. Have y'all seen that?
Nope.
I heard John Lance talking about this morning. They seem to love it, but
it's
I haven't started it yet.
Comedy or what?
No, I don't think so.
I'll put it in the queue. We started a new show. I don't want to say what it is, though, because people will spoil it. I know you jerks will spoil things for me. Not y'all, but like the junkies. Even though they're sophisticated, but they're trolls. So I'm not going to say what show we started.
Joe, have you started Reacher yet?
Nope.
Where's my show list? No, here it is. What is it called?
Reacher's on my list. But.
First three are out.
This is a thriller. What is a thriller?
Brian, talking about Furious?
Yeah, what's a thriller?
I mean...
It's not like suspense and scary, is it? I don't like shows like
no,
that.
No, it's not scary.
Okay.
No, it's not. It's right.
Just it's a thriller.
I think it's in the title. I mean,
there's like nobody like jumping out of doors and like,
no,
I got a knife.
That's a horror.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or thriller, right? Or
no.
Suspense
no.
thriller?
No, those would be separate.
Okay.
You're good.
I don't. Those movies. The movies are terrible.
You get scared easily?
It's not that I get scared. It's that they're bad
Seems
shows.
Like you get scared.
Name me one good scary movie. That's like a good theatric performance.
Obsession.
Obsession?
Yeah. It just came out in May. It was like.
Heard it's very good.
95% of Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh. I haven't seen that.
You don't like the Friday movies?
Hold on. So you haven't seen it?
No, I've seen it twice actually.
You haven't seen like Friday the 13th?
I've seen them. I don't think they're good.
They're good.
Woman runs into trees. Here comes a monster. Like
Barbarian was good. Weapons was good.
Weapons is good.
Oh, Get Out was good.
I have seen Get Out.
So you don't like the things that we like, so.
Well, I got elevated taste.
Welcome to Derry on HBO was good.
Oh, very good. Do you like It?
It's 5375. I'm not reading that. No, I've never seen It.
Okay. The Widow's first Bay. One was good.
See, okay, this is funny. Widow's Bay is an incredible series and in the horror genre, up for all kinds of awards. So last night, my wife and I, actually it was two nights ago, we were like, well, let's start a new show, like a good show, like, you know, like an Emmy caliber show.
Yeah.
And actually, we looked up nominations for Emmys, like okay. What shows are up for Emmys. And she was like, oh, well, let's watch Widow's Bay. And we watched the trailers and like, no, this is too horror-y. And we don't like the genre.
Okay.
So we decided not to watch Widow's Bay because it was too horror-y.
Okay.
And we decided on something else, but I'm not going to say because I don't want you jerks to spoil it for me. I'll tell you when I'm done. The Shining. Shining was good.
Shows nominated for Emmys.
Shining was good.
Was it nominated this year for the Emmys?
I'm not doing this. Banshee's a great show. I've heard that. It's on my list. You don't wash the bottom of your feet, question mark. I stand in a shower. I think it does it by default.
I wash the bottom of my feet.
Do you soap them?
Yeah.
Even with you're not worried about the balance with your poor depth perception?
It's depth perception, not balance. I also have a bar that I hold on to.
If you're going to pinch run there, I only like it if you actually try to steal the base and get into scoring position. That's a fair point. Really fair point. Now, the danger there is that you're trying to steal second base as the tying run. I think it's a fair point, though. And it might be count-dependent. Like, early in the count, you don't want to do it, but then you fall behind in the count. Maybe it's time to do it, that sort of thing. Branham eats on air. Not really.
No, during breaks.
Yeah, you eat during breaks.
Not on air.
Not Lance.
That's not on air. Branham and Rome should have a mansplain competition. I don't mansplain in other people's comments, so usually. Sometimes it gets the best of me. Branham, you're wild. Widow's Bay was phenomenal. Marky Mark from spring. All right, we'll check it out after this next show, then. Because we were on the border. Like, we were like, let's go.
I have a show that I hope it is.
Well, you tell me during the break. Okay. Silo is good. The Ring. Madam Web.
Madam Web was awful. And also not a horror, but.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk some football now. Let's talk some football. There was some Texan stuff going on over the weekend.
Yay, Texans!
Cal's cookout next tomorrow.
Can't wait. Wish we were there.
Joint practice is going to be awesome. There's a new QB3, and there's a new addition to the Jalen Knoll injury. He's hurt even more. How bad does this hurt him going into the season? 713-780-3776, Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5. I know where he should go to get some rest and relaxation, probably even some recovery. That's Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. In fact, they say the best recovery is on Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. But escape the rat race for the weekend, the hustle and bustle of the job, whatever's causing you stress, anxiety, and get out to Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Escape the city. Enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. Go ahead and book your stay. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. But they got it all there. Open green spaces. They got wildlife you don't see in the city. Beautiful, majestic trees. They also have some of the best fishing in Texas. It's in the name, right? Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They got two creeks alongside their property. Great fishing. They also have a catch and release pond in the middle of the property. Great way to teach the kiddos how to fish. And it's only 90 minutes from Houston. You can escape the city without going too far at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Hike their 92 acres of property. Do some kayak and pickleball, maybe. They have pickleball courts ready to go. They still have the pool there, of course, but they also have the water park, Blue Bayou Bend. It's awesome. It is great. The Lazy River that goes around the water park as well. Really cool. You're going to want to check that out. In fact, at the end of this month, they're doing a neon night float. That's going to be really fun. That's going to be really cool. But they have live music. They have local food trucks all the time. You have to worry about cooking, anything like that. You're going to love the stay. You're going to love the food. You're going to love the music. You're going to love the good times. They have glamping, waterfront cabins, treehouse even. If you have an RV, pull up the RV. They have RV hookup spots for you. Perfect stay for everybody. Book your stay now. Everybody will be happy that you did. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
ESPN 97.5.